أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I hope and pray that you all are doing well and are in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. Ameen. Let's see our activity of this week. One word tafakkur. You can print the word which you have to understand and keep it in front of you. Or you can find that word from Quran and keep that in front of you. The primary purpose is to ponder over Quran and stay connected with it, so you may never forget. You will learn and master this skill of pondering over Quran slowly and gradually, inshallah ta'ala. This week's word is azwaja or azwajan wa khalaqnakum azwaja or azwajan. Its root word is za waw jim. It is plural of zawjun and it is masculine. It is a common noun and it is an ascribed word because of fathatain or two zabar. If we see a little detail of the word zawj, zawj means the pair. This word came in a very refined sense. It could be either husband or wife and it is used for male and female both. Husband and wife combine to make zawj. Nakaha's opposite, zawwaja, is applied for every male and female there is, like vegetation. In easy words for our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a pair of everything. Man versus woman, every fruit and every vegetable has their couple too. So from today, we will think about it also. When you start critically thinking about this, then inshallah wa ta'ala, it will open such avenues for you which you never imagined before. Ayahs of Quran will be like clear signs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, we created you in pairs. Is it connected with the day of judgment? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything in this universe in pairs. Except himself. He is one and only. For a man, there is a woman. Night's pair is day. Summer is paired with winter. So everything is in pairs, so much so even the plants are in couples too. All fruits and vegetables are in couples. And even dates, they have male and females also. Did we even think about this before? Why are we discussing this? So we ponder over it. We concentrate on the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this universe. Do we know that the bell pepper, or some of you call it capsicum, we eat also has male and female in it? They are also in pairs. If you look at them carefully, you will see some of them with three circles and some are with four. The ones with three are male and the one with four, they are females. And this one is better if eaten raw or added to salads, etc. Bell pepper, which is male, is suitable for cooking. And it looks beautiful too. We do not even get time to look at them minutely. While cutting fruits or vegetables for cooking or for salads, notice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's glory. One contrast is what we make. We do the matching is no match to the contrast Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the most beautiful things for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made such beautiful things for us, made in pairs. Now, whenever you go for grocery, then notice the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us, which we did not know. What do you understand by it? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one. He is witr, and rest of the things of the universe are in couples. The way everything has a pair, same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the duo for this world too. Which is the pair of this world? It is Akhirah, Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that since everything has a couple, this sequence will complete only when Qiyamah comes. This surah we are reciting is about Akhirah, to wake us up. It is about Qiyamah. What is our job now? We have to concentrate on it. The purpose is to sit at a quiet place for some time during the day. While keeping these words in front, ponder that what Allah has made in pairs. in His creation, there is a lot of hikmah behind. We never paid attention. That's a different story. But from now onwards, we will pay attention, inshallah wa ta'ala. Take good care of yourself. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.